The pre-dawn Taliban assault targeted the Bagram Air Base, which is located 60 kilometers north of Kabul and is run primarily by the U.S. military. Speaking to VOA by telephone, a U.S. spokeswoman at Bagram gave details of the fighting.
Several insurgents were killed in the attack this morning on Bagram Air Base. That included small arms fire, mortars, rockets, and grenades. Our service members responded immediately.
Taliban militants quickly claimed responsibility, saying 20 fighters, mostly suicide bombers, took part in the assault that began overnight. NATO officials described four of the insurgents killed as intended suicide bombers. The attack on one of NATO's biggest bases in Afghanistan comes a day after a suicide car bombing targeted a military convoy of the International Alliance on a busy road in Kabul. The attack killed 18 people, including five American troops and a Canadian soldier. The rest of the victims were Afghan civilians. Speaking at a news conference in Kabul, NATO's senior civilian representative in Afghanistan, Mark Sedwill, warned of more insurgent attacks in the coming days. But he says the violence will not deter international efforts to bring security to the country.
We will have difficult days like yesterday. It's inevitable. This is the time of year when we see usually an effort by the insurgents to knock us off course and to try and attack the coalition and indeed the government of Afghanistan. But the overall campaign is on track. I believe that by the end of this year, we will be able to demonstrate that we have the initiative and the momentum is with us, the government of Afghanistan and the government's international partners.
NATO forces are preparing to launch security operations against suspected militant bases in the southern Afghan province of Kandahar. In response, the insurgents have promised to step up attacks on diplomats, members of the Afghan government, lawmakers, NATO forces, and foreign contractors. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.